From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Colonel Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Soap opera icon Tina Sloan from Guiding Light will be coming on later to explain what really happened that one time Dr. Baker was kidnapped by aliens. But first, this week, the Presidential Deficit Commission released their recommendations on reducing government spending, and among the cuts they suggest, ending grants to public broadcasting. Now, we here at Wait, Wait, we'll do fine without it. We make all our money by auctioning off my sweaty T-shirts after every performance. But, you know, some stations do need the money, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to have Carl tell them not to do it.
Go ahead and try it. I dare you.
That should do it. In the meantime, it's your turn to play our games. Give us a call. The number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Micheline. I'm in Detroit.
Hey, Micheline, how are you?
I'm doing so well.
You certainly are, from the sound of it.
Oh, I am so excited to be on the show.
Can I venture a guess? You're the happiest person in Detroit.
You're right. It doesn't take much, though.
I know, but still, Detroit needs more people like you.
Yeah.
Micheline, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a comedian and a winner of Last Comic Standing, Mr. Alonzo Bowden.
Hey, Alonzo.
Hello, Micheline.
Next, a deputy editor and a blogger for the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor, right there.
Hi, Kiri.
Hi, Micheline.
Finally, as a humorist and author of the new audiobook, It's Just Like I Told You, 25 years of comments and comic pieces, available to download near you, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hi, Micheline.
Micheline, you are going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle, as he often does, will recreate for you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Your first quote is someone greeting a distinguished visitor to India this week.
Welcome. As a fellow Kenyan, I'm very proud to see that you have made it.
What person who actually is not a Kenyan, really, despite what you've heard, got a hero's welcome in India and across Asia this week?
That would be President Obama.
Yes, indeed. Some countries are always going to criticize and mock the American president, no matter what he does. That's why he left one of them and went to Asia this week. Sure enough, President Obama was received by jubilant crowds in his first stop, India. Indians love him, not least because, unlike his predecessor, he does not insist on calling them Native Americans. They didn't like that. The trip was originally supposed to be a diplomatic initiative, but after the midterm disaster, the White House rebranded it as a jobs creation trip. Even that, this is true, but even that wasn't polling well. So now it's actually being called by the White House a surprise invasion of East Asia. The president's numbers shot up. President Obama was there to increase exports to Asia. For example, in India, he showed them all a special Hindu version of the Snuggie. It has six armholes.
Oh.
There you are. Very sensitive to their cultural needs. He also visited a customer support call center. You know, they've got a lot of those there that do like customer support. He said, this country is a mess. How do I fix it? They suggested unplugging America, wait 10 seconds, then plug it back in. Your next quote is, Micheline, is somebody who went out on a press tour to sell his book and rehabilitate his image.
I'm not a hater. I didn't hate Conway West.
So who, despite all the provocations we've given him, is ready to forgive all who misunderestimated him?
That's George W. Bush.
It is George W. Bush. I know some of you young kids out there won't believe this, but that folksy guy on your TV this week, the one with the weird beef with Kanye West, he used to be president. Mr. Bush launched his presidential memoir tour with a carefully choreographed interview in the Today Show. He told Matt Lauer that, quote, the most disgusting moment of his presidency, unquote, the very worst thing that happened during all 8 years, was when Kanye West called him a racist. And everybody felt bad. Even Kanye West came out to apologize, and just as he started to speak, a rack jumped up and said, "I'm going to let you finish. You were bad, but I was the worst disaster of all time."
Well, that's what, you know, the worst moment of his presidency was that somebody said something bad about him. And I remember that he was asked what the best moment of his presidency was during his presidency.
During his presidency.
And he said it was catching this big fish.
Right.
In his pond back home. So his presidency was just like sort of right in the middle of nowhere, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. His entire 8 years of presidency, the highlights and the lowlights, it's like some guy's average week, you know. Well, I caught a fish, and then some guy said something mean about me. And that's it. That was everything else is encompassed between them, I guess. Your last quote is from someone who did not get the all-you-can-eat buffet he'd paid for.
"I refuse to eat the spam. I'm not paying this kind of money to eat spam."
That was Chris Harlan talking about how he tried to keep his dignity as his vacation went wrong. What trip, unfortunately, did he take?
Oh, was that on the cruise ship?
Yeah, the cruise ship, the stranded cruise ship. Very
yeah.
good, yeah. The voyage on the Carnival cruise ship Splendor was like a vision from Dante's Hell. Adrift in an enormous prison cell filled with increasingly angry, frantic, desperate, claustrophobic vacationers making themselves ill from the food. And then on the second day, things went wrong. The engine blew and the crippled cruise ship lost power. And the passengers endured 2 days of cold water and cold food and dark rooms because the cruise line thought it would be better to tow them back than let them off in Mexico. Burn on you, Mexico! Passengers, when they finally got off the boat, they complained of having to line up, eat all this cold food, and having to entertain themselves with acoustic sing-alongs. The good news, though, there were 250 amateur magicians on board to entertain the stranded passengers. Bad news, there were 250 amateur magicians on board.
I don't know if this is Dante's Hell. It sounds like Dante's bad week.
You know? You think so?
Really?
Yes.
In fact, we used to have a word for thousands of people drinking heavily without proper sanitation.
What?
College.
Yes.
And singing folk songs.
That's yeah. true.
I think there's a reason. I mean, when you buy your cruise on Priceline, you take what you get.
That's true. Carl, how did Micheline do in our quiz?
Micheline had a perfect game, Peter. 3 correct answers, so Micheline, you win our prize.
Well done, Micheline.
I didn't meet the Detroit curve.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It was a blast.